we are here now with Bill North to tell us all about the library. Library, excuse me, puzzle playoffs. There's some authenticity for you right there.
That's right. Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. But before we launch into that, Rich, you had something you wanted to ask Bill about.
We were talking off mic when you got in. You, because I was talking even when we were talking about you coming on, you have, Bill, a fantastic radio voice.
Oh, thank you.
A fantastic, like, you've got an NPR quality radio wave. And you actually do some radio over at KRLX.
I do.
What do you do over there?
So since 2014, I've had a radio show, often with a student, always with students, actually, where we have something called the Mars Radio Hour, and many programs and departments will often have, a time when they... Language programs will have a time in their language, so they'll play French music and they'll talk about French current events. And so we thought, oh, that's a neat idea. Could we do it for medieval and Renaissance studies, which is what I'm involved with? And so we launched that in 2018, and it's an hour where we read different texts from the period, play music. We often, when we can, interview people. We just did an interview with Pierre Hecker and Andrew Carlson about their upcoming collaborative project on Twelfth Night.
Oh, cool.
And we had we had six people in the studio, four interview, two students, the two profs, and then I have two co-hosts. So,
that's always fun in a studio where you've got two or three microphones and you get seven people in the studio. That's always
And we had some people writing in, and the great thing, now with streaming, people can really they can listen in. Yeah. So we had some alums from around the country listen in.
Oh, fantastic. KRLX is a really great college radio station.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I really appreciate radio, and I appreciate KYMN.
Well, thank you.
And all that it does to kind of build community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
People want to hear the Mars Radio Hour. What day and what time is that?
So it changes from term to term.
Okay.
It's always, we have a really great leadership board, and they solicit applications, and then they work their scheduling magic, which I imagine you all are very familiar with.
Yes.
And then you usually, because of my schedule, we're in the afternoons on Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
Gotcha. Right.
Yeah. But you said you're going to be this next term, you're going to be leading a program
abroad.
So, yeah.
The Mars Radio Hour will probably continue with our student, what are called student departmental advisors.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. You're a professor at Carleton. Yeah. The term is, we're pretty close to the end of the second term, aren't we?
We just finished classes yesterday.
Okay.
And so now we're in reading days and then finals.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right. Finals. I was going to say, it's already kind of getting to that.
That's right.
Almost end of year spot. Right. So there you go.
Yeah. But we're not here to talk about...
No, we're
here to talk about the Friends of the Northfield Public Library.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So tell us all about this puzzle challenge, because I saw that on our calendar today, and I'm like, what does this look like?
So it began... Nat Wilson, who was on our board, we were looking for something. We do the Trivia Bee in the fall, and we thought, wouldn't it be nice to do a community event in the sort of late winter when maybe the snow is not completely gone, people are still, inside. And so he had been at a jigsaw puzzle competitive tournament, which I had never heard of. And he came back very excited about this. He's like, yes, we have the idea. We will do a competitive jigsaw puzzle making tournament here. So we started, and I want to say... We started in 2019, and our first one was in person, and we, Carlton very generously gave us the atrium at the Whites to host the tournament. But then in 2020, things got more complicated, yes. And we have had the good fortune to have Susan Dean as our president, and she thought, now wait, maybe with the powers of Zoom, we can create an event that brings people together while allowing them to remain apart.
Yeah.
And so we, in 2021, we kicked off our virtual puzzle playoff, and it turned out to be quite fun at that time. I think people really were like, we want something to do collectively.
Yes,
it was something social.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we kind of thought about, well, when you're making puzzles, especially if you're a family, you have perhaps people of different ages, and it's maybe a lot easier to think about and a lot more fun to think about if you're in a place where you know where the bathrooms are. The puzzle making snacks, vital to keep energy up in that high intensity workout that you're getting making a puzzle, are close by in the kitchen, and people can kind of come and go into the puzzle making team. You're allowed six people. And so we kept it virtual. And so far, we can take up to 25 teams, and we normally get sort of high teens. I think we may have hit 20 once.
Okay. So if I'm understanding all this correctly, this is essentially a Zoom, like a webinar.
A Zoom event.
Yeah, event.
You're all on screen.
Okay.
You have to have the camera focused on your puzzle-making zone.
Gotcha.
And we distribute the puzzles to your house.
So you're all doing the same puzzle.
You're all doing the same 500-piece puzzle, expertly chosen. And shout out to Content. They've been wonderful supporting the puzzle playoff with both, you know, they give us a discount on the puzzles, but also they supply some nice prizes. And then 10:30 Saturday morning, Zoom goes up, 10:20 teams... You know, are doing their finger small motor skills warm ups, so there are no injuries.
We've been injury free.
We're very proud of that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and we've almost had a couple paper cuts, but fortunately, no deep injuries. We do have some professional live commentary.
A little play-by-play and color analyst.
Yeah, and it is really interesting because you can see there are people who have done this as a regular thing that they do.
I was going to say, I bet you can tell the rookies from the more veterans.
and it's amazing, like, to watch as they dump out the pieces, and then you really begin to see, like, okay, these people have planned. These people are planning. And then we've had, we have, I think, some very serious puzzlers who have competed, and they will finish a 500 piece in 35 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you, when people are puzzling, and you said there's some commentary going on, but the teams themselves, are they generally muted, or do they leave their audio on so they you can hear what they're saying and doing?
They generally mute themselves. I think they do have audio on, because we can talk to them.
So I was curious because I'm just thinking to myself, like, if they had their audio on the whole time and suddenly someone's getting really frustrated and they're just like, oh, you might hear an expletive or two. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The Maple Street puzzlers are blocked. Yeah. They can't get that. Where is that last frame piece?
Did the dog eat one?
That's right. They're searching desperately on the floor. Did something drop? Oh, no. Yeah.
Do you have anyone that tunes into this just as a spectator, or is it all just people
so
who compete?
We have had people ask, can I watch as a spectator? And we've sometimes had people within the Friends member community. We've been reluctant to kind of open it up more broadly, just because of the possibility of somebody playing a prank.
Yeah,
I could see that. Or someone trying to maybe like mess a team up by being like, you're doing it wrong, you know,
yeah.
or something. Yeah.
So, you know, it's, but there's, I think they watch each other. They can watch each other. And when you've got 17 teams, there's a lot to potentially watch.
Yeah. Because, so what would be considered like, against the rules, or like someone potentially cheating? Like,
it's my sense is that jigsaw puzzling, if you don't, so we wrap the puzzles so you can't see what it is. And so I think too many players on the field might be
because you said
a foul,
six members, max.
People at any given time,
sure. So if maybe you had like a maybe you had a couple people on the side, but they're like just off camera, so
like
you might
making
not see
stuff.
Them.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, though, that it's also struck us that there is a kind of too many cooks problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not clear whether if you had like 10 people, unless you had really, really good organization, that that would benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so... we've had excellent sportsmanship, just fantastic That's sportsmanship. Great. People finish and they will stay on and kind of watch the others. They'll do other things, check back in.
So
it's pretty neat.
I think there
are prizes.
I think you should actually require your teams to keep their mics on, only because you could now introduce the concept of trash talking among teams. Boy, yeah, you got a whole lot left to go there, Lisa. What's going on?
So what are the fabulous prizes that you have?
Some are, as you would expect, puzzle related, but there are also gift cards to local eateries and some book vouchers, and sometimes chocolate makes its way in, and you get a special sort of launch edition of the new Friends tote bag.
All right.
So fantastic. With our new logo.
Very cool.
You have a new logo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we don't have a new logo, but we now have our logo on the bag.
All right.
I got you.
Yeah. And the registration fee is $25. Mm-hmm. This hasn't changed since we began.
Yeah.
And you keep the puzzle.
I was going to say, who gets to keep the puzzle?
You do.
Yeah, all right.
Participants do. And all proceeds go to support the Friends programming. And they're all the great work they do.
And when is this event to take place?
This event is this Saturday. Today, because we need to organize distribution, today is the day. If you're interested, you should register. You can find us at Northfield Public Library Friends.org. Just look for Northfield Friends and Foundation, and it will take you to our website where you can find links to the event. And we ask, if possible, for people to be in the Northfield area, because we need to get the puzzle to you.
You don't want to deliver one to Brainerd.
But we have had people, for example, who work in Northfield, and we are able to take it to workplaces and things like that.
Oh, because you're not just popping these in the mail.
It's
hand deliver. Wow, that's impressive.
That's great.
All right. Yeah. Well, good luck to you. I hope the event goes well.
Real quick, can I just ask 2 minutes? Can you tell us a little bit about the work that the Friends of the Northfield Public Library do? What makes Natalie is in here once a month, and she's constantly referencing the Friends.
Natalie's fantastic. Is her staff.
She is fantastic. Yeah. Tell us what you guys do.
So we were founded in 1982, and we are here to support the mission of the library. They guide the library, the programming, and we try and make sure Northfielders know about the programming, that they are able to kind of realize as much of their vision of what Northfield needs as possible. So our most recent fundraiser, which was successful, they had a internship program last summer that was partially grant supported, and they had very good success with that, and they wanted to bring it back. And these internships provide opportunities for people to experience the world of librarianship. But they also, to make it really accessible, provide support for childcare. Mm. And so we were able to raise about $25,000 to support two internships, which, as Natalie reported last night at the library board meeting, will go live as sort of applications probably next week. So that's our most recent thing. We put in shades in the library atrium to allow the library to control temperature, save the city some money by not having to use HVAC during the summers. And just wherever the library sees need or wants to try something. So we have been a sponsor of their Oxford Very Short Introductions. These are the books about this big that deal with all sorts of topics, and they've been really popular.
Yeah.
Each are maybe 80 pages, but they're written by experts in the field, and they're very accessible, and they now have a program, and we sponsor that.
Cool.
So whatever the library kind of feels it wants to do to support us.
That's fantastic. Excellent. Yeah, well, cool. Continue the great work.
Thank you.
We love having you around, and hope you have a successful event.
Thank you.
We love having you here, and we hope you'll come back to talk about the Trivia Bee and anything else that you can
think
of.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and thanks to KYMN for being such a part of our community.
Well, thank you, Bill.